Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It is so ridiculous that they reported that car crash. Kevin Brookman has it on his blog. You've got to go to WeThePeopleHartford.com and look at the photograph of the Chevy Tahoe with the whole side covered up with plastic on the windows and tires and wheels so that the whole side could be repainted. And they called it a minor paint transfer and said it was an under $1,000 accident, even though the invoice says $3,300. Oh, it's a beautiful thing. Joe Markley joins us, former state senator. Hello, Joe.
Hey, you know, I'm going to tie the last hour and a half of your show together for you.
Thank you.
Is, you guys were talking, first you were talking about what's happening to the newspapers and the disappearance of the newspapers. And I'll say a word about that. And then you get Kevin Brookman on, and you talk about why isn't anybody digging into it. And obviously the reason is because the newspapers are gone. We've got to depend on people like Kevin, who amazingly are willing to do the work of reporters. Not that the reporters are too lazy. There's just not enough of them left around to be poking into stuff, in my opinion. It has changed.
Well, so you're saying that the newspapers, while they're still there, they're shells of what they used to be in terms of the power they bring to the streets to investigate and find news, the truth about what's going on.
Exactly. They just don't have the personnel. I was thinking back when I first went up to the Capitol as a senator 35 years ago. There were 7 reporters from the Hartford Current at the Capitol, full-time reporters, and 3 or 4 from the Register and 3 or 4 from the Bridgeport Post in those days, a couple from the Waterbury Republican, New London Day. The press room was full of people. And you go up there now, there's 3 current reporters, all of them excellent, I'll say. And very few other people and just not enough to cover it. And as a result, the politicians get away with things that they wouldn't even, you know, it doesn't matter in the press. Reporters had a certain integrity, and I think they still do. I have a kind of a romance of newspapers, and the guys that were up there in those days, they maybe voted Democrat, but they were like the people in the movies with a little press tag sticking out of their hats. You know, they were hard-bitten reporters, and John Lender is still like that, I would say, at the Current, and a lot of them, Paul Hughes at the Waterbury Republican, whatever their philosophy, I think they're just into getting the story, but there's just not
what you're left. Saying is that the primary instinct in their bodies is not an ideological one. It's a lust for news. They're like, they're a dog with the scent when there's a story, and they can smell when there's something dirty going on. They can smell when there's a lie being told, and they hone in right where that thing is originating and try to dig out what's actually going on. And that's how they're trained. They got to their newspaper, and there was an old-timer there who kicked them around and taught them the business. And they really came up in an organization that had institutional knowledge and a history of knowing how to do this. And now you've got organizations that have maybe some fine young reporters in them, but those reporters are coming in with the seasoned old pros, maybe having taken a buyout so they could get out with their last bit of something before the industry collapsed around them. And there's a huge loss there in terms of the ability to report.
Yeah, and, you know, the good reporters and the guys you described, that's what I consider a good reporter. And there's still some around, as I said. But
absolutely.
They're also cynics, famously cynics. And so they like nothing better than finding somebody in a lie or getting the dirt on somebody who deserves to get dirty. Because
it proves their view of the world.
That's their view of the world, and it's the view of a lot of the people they're dealing with. And they have genuine disgust for people. Let's say a good reporter has disgust for people in both parties from all ideologies of every race, creed, and religion. Not everybody, but people that deserve to have contempt. They got it.
Do you see an answer for this, Joe? Because this is a real threat. Having come to Connecticut 3 years ago to do this job, I was shocked right off the bat, having come from my immediate previous job on radio was in Boston. And I was amazed compared to Boston at the lack of reporting that goes on in the state of Connecticut. I'm continually amazed. And it's such a hardship to the state. And I think the reason that Connecticut has been so ravaged by the political machinery of the left without sufficient pushback is because there isn't sufficient reporting for people to understand just how blatantly they're being robbed and how deep the devastation is. And if it's not being reported, nobody knows.
I think you're right. And it certainly has declined. Boston is still a major city and has a major press. Hartford, the Current is, these papers are just limping along and I don't expect them to be around much longer. And we don't have some good TV reporters up at the Capitol, interestingly, but there's not the radio presence there used to be. You guys are great on talk, and I love Greg Little, my friend that does the news, but it's not like you can have a reporter full-time out poking into things. We have to hope.
And that's what it takes.
For more.
And not just a reporter. It takes a seasoned reporter poking around who's got the connections and
somebody with
has
talent,
people.
Somebody with the instinct. Yeah.
Yes, but also you develop relationships over time. Like I have people now who just send me stuff from inside departments, and it gives you a whole different perspective and ability to report when you get things like that. And
you know the players, you deal with them every day. The guys that were up at the Capitol, there'd be, you know, one reporter assigned full time to education. So they were constantly talking to the legislators involved, the commissioners, even the staffers. They knew everything about it.
We're talking to Joe Markley. Joe, hold on a second. Let me get our weather report in, and then we will continue our conversation because it's always fascinating. Overnight, look for temps down around 62 degrees. Tomorrow, 89. There will be some sunshine, just a few clouds mixing in. So nice day tomorrow. Then Friday, a little more of the hazy, hot, and humid stuff with a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon, 84 degrees. No, 89 degrees tomorrow, 84 degrees Friday, Saturday, a little cooler, still the chance of a shower or two, but 81 on Saturday. Right now, the temp 75 degrees at WTIC. This stuff, this is the most important thing, I think. These stories we're discussing, Joe Markley, these are the most important things facing the state right now. If there is not reporting going on, then people can have the wool pulled over their eyes consistently, and I feel like that's what's going on.
There's a tremendous amount of opinion, and the internet has multiplied opinion practically infinitely. But the number of people that are doing the day-to-day drudgery of gathering the news and presenting it, and even the papers that do it, you were talking about the New York Times before, I read it every day for decades because it just had so much information in it. But it's become lighter on the information and my ability to correct for the prejudice. I always used to think it was like hitting a golf ball and trying to figure for the wind. You'd read the paper and say, okay, if I veer off 20 degrees, that's about where the truth is maybe. But at least I'm getting the reporting from Sri Lanka or wherever that you just don't get anywhere else. And that's really all gone.
Yeah, well, fortunately for me, I'm not worried about Sri Lanka. I'm trying to take care of things around here, so I can deal without them reporting Sri Lanka. Although you're right. I mean, you mentioned before that in Boston, it's a big city, there's still reporting going on. There is, but before I left Boston, we were looking at the Boston papers and saying, look, the, you know, the Herald is on the verge of collapse if they can't sell it. And the Globe is, it's like this little thing the wind blew in. It used to be this thick thing that dropped on your stoop. And the papers aren't like that anymore. They're scary. Sometimes the front sections are like six sheets of paper folded. And if there isn't an insert from a furniture store, there's no bulk to the thing at all.
And it costs, it's been so long since I bought one at the newsstand, I don't even know how much, but it's dollars and dollars versus the 15 cents or whatever that I'm used to.
Yeah, so that's their model now, is to get the people who want it to pay a substantial amount for it, because the full-page ads of women in hats are not there anymore. And then they try to get rid of everybody else. They don't want you subscribing if you're not going to be a real customer who's devoted through thick and thin, paying that bill. And they go down. They've stripped it down to their core customer, and they're trying to make it over the hump. But I don't know. The hump seems to have no end, Joe.
Well, I thought a long time ago, and I see it happening, that it would come down to a few national newspapers and the local weeklies, so you could find out, you know, what was going on at the Garden Society or whatever. And I think that's where we're headed. The only thing that's going to survive is the New York Times and the Wolcott Community News, and everything in between, all those, the Heralds and the Record Journals of the world, as much as I hate to say it. I don't see the niche for them anymore.
Well, is there a niche for something? You know, one of the things I look at, Joe, when I look at these papers, I see. So when I hear Ned do a press conference and he says an utter falsehood, or is weaving a yarn of deception, I just long for there to be at least one tabloid that would just blazon that misrepresentation. Here's what he said. Then here's what he's saying now. There is not a celebration of the moment when you can suddenly catch them in the lies that are being committed on a regular basis. And I feel like if it were sensationalized a little bit, you mentioned opinion before. Opinion is the replacement for reporting. People like me can sit and look, and we can guess what's going on. So we say, this is what I think is going on. And then people's minds at least get opened up to a possibility. It's not as good as reporting by any means, but it also keeps minds open to the possibilities.
The cynical reporters also have perhaps become so accustomed to hearing nonsense from politicians that it's not even worth their contempt anymore. The expectations are so low, and there's a kind of a acceptance of everybody's incoherence and incompetence and lack of seriousness on a certain level. So there's a kind of a kabuki theater quality to politics that makes it almost more difficult to cover. That's why Trump flew in, because he had somebody that was doing something completely different. And for better or for worse, in both directions, it captured everyone's attention. And the press couldn't ignore it either. There was just no way.
Well, that was the main thing. The press was so in love with Donald Trump, in love with hating him, that
in love with the story too.
The fact that he was automatic, no brainer. If you're covering Trump, everybody's happy. You get lots of clicks, and that controlled the election cycle. It shows, I think, a problem with electoral politics, that it's so susceptible to whim that power can shift that way. But still, you know, my fallback is, the only purpose of having elections is so that you don't live in a society without elections. And nobody guarantees that elections create great results, other than they do a lot of work in terms of making sure that the mentally deficient son of the mentally deficient leader doesn't automatically take over. And that's a blessing.
We go out and find our own mental deficiencies.
There we go. We new ones all the time who don't have inbred power. All right, Joe Markley, good to talk with you.
Likewise.
Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you again soon. I'm on vacation next week, though, so I won't talk to you. 860-522-9842. We'll see you in 2 weeks, Joe. Bob in Hartford, hi, you're on WTIC.
How you doing? I would just like to ask one question. Where is the Black Lives Matter outrage at that 10-month-old baby that just got shot in that gang violence? Where's their outrage?
Yeah, well, that's not their business. Their business is being outraged over what white power structure does to them. They're a niche player. They don't object to every bad thing that happens.
So all those little lives that are being lost from their violence doesn't matter.
Well, it's a not as clean a message for them, so they stick to their stuff. But I, you know, that's their niche. Their niche is trying to get people upset over what the white power structure does to them. And I think it's a legitimate niche. You know, nobody's honest in politics. So if what you're saying is Black Lives Matter is dishonest, yes, that's true. But so is everybody who's in that business of trying to get people riled up and to move public opinion.
Well, thank you for being honest.
Thank you for calling, Bob. Good to talk with you. 860-522-9842. All I have to do is come on here and talk and have fun with you and get you the information you want, and it all works. And I'm in a luxurious position. I am actually paid to study what they do every day and report it to you. And there is no ulterior motive other than how do we save the state? I don't know anybody else who's blessed the way I am to be in this position other than other talk hosts like Pastor Will. You know, other people doing the same thing, but it's a really privileged position to be in, and I take it as a responsibility, because how many people do you get to just study what they do? Call people up. I call people up all morning saying, what do you know? What have you heard? What's the latest? And that's great. And the fact that you like it and you've got a desire for the information, I think, points to the problem with the newspapers, that newspapers don't report this and they have no instinct for the jugular. I mean, I think part of what makes people look at them and say they're just liberal, so they're useless, is that they have no instinct. These papers should have a killer instinct. When they hear a lie being uttered by the governor that's blatant, like this story that's in the, where was that today, Mike, the one you sent me? Was that, CT Mirror, yeah, Connecticut Mirror. State still waiting on $91 million in COVID-19 personal protective orders. All that stuff Ned said was coming in any day still hasn't come in.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.